The fresh, frozen or dried vegetables we eat daily, which we call beans, were originally from the New World. But before the discovery of the Americas, other seeds from the same family of legumes were already eaten in the Old World. The bean referred to as Phaseolus by botanists is a legume with multicoloured seeds. These seeds, or bean, along with corn and squashes, are one of the three staples of the Amerindians, who called them the Three Sisters. Climbing varieties are grown with corn, which acts as a trellis. The French word for bean, haricot, was falsely attributed to the Aztec word ayacot. In fact, haricot comes from the name of a medieval lamb and bean stew called haricot de mouton. But the word haricot here derives from arigote, meaning to chop into pieces. New World beans were introduced into Europe in the early 16th century. They adapted very well to the different soils and climates and soon became a regular vegetable on tables and in gardens, where numerous varieties were developed by crossbreeding and selection. In those days, the beans were allowed to mature and the seeds were dried for conservation. It wasn't until the end of the 18th century that the Italians began eating the delicate young shoots, the green bean or haricot vert. As for the famous dish cassoulet, supposedly eaten in southwest France since time began, it didn't appear until the 18th century with the advent of what we call in English the haricot bean. Before the introduction of beans from the Americas, the Old World grew cowpeas or black-eyed peas, Vigna unguiculata. This black-eyed pea, a favourite in Provence, originated in Africa and certainly known to the gardeners of ancient Rome. This has been the source of some confusion. Old World peas and New World beans look pretty much alike, and things weren't helped by the medieval botanist who gave the Latin name Phaseolus to the peas. In modern botany, the Old World peas were renamed Vigna, and Phaseolus was reused for the New World beans. Confused? Well, we can't blame you.